According to a new poll, most registered voters in New York support the plastic bag ban recently passed by the state legislature, but not the banning of mugshots. The Siena College Research Institute poll released Tuesday considers several proposals included in the $175.5 billion budget approved by the Assembly and Senate April 1st. Siena's Steve Greenberg says voters like a good share of them.
Making the 2% property tax cap permanent. 64% of New Yorkers think that will be good for the state. 22% think it'll be bad. Banning the use of single-use plastic bags by a 62 to 33% margin, New Yorkers say that will be good for the state. Eliminating bail, monetary bail, for misdemeanors and nonviolent felonies by a 55 to 38% margin, voters think that will be good for New York.
109th District Assemblywoman Pat Fahey, a Democrat, says banning the bags was a big win for New York.
The second state in the country to ban plastic bags. 23 billion single-use bags used every year just in New York, each year.
Greenberg says other proposals were not so popular with voters.
Requiring online retailers to collect sales tax from purchases made by New Yorkers. 46% think that will be good. 48% think it'll be bad. And the new congestion pricing plan for Manhattan. 41% think it'll be good, 44% think it will be bad. But one proposal is very unpopular with voters, and that is banning the release of mugshots by the police. 31% of New Yorkers think that'll be good for the state, 58% think it will be bad.
Fahey says the mugshot item is not a strict prohibition of photographs.
So we've had scam artists, if you will, on mugshots that for people who were found perfectly innocent yet still have a problem with having these mugshots out in perpetuity. The problem is the mugshots have been abused, so this is an ability to try to rein that in and prevent the abuses that we have seen with the use of mugshots, but it does not preclude law enforcement's ability to use those mugshots where appropriate, especially when a suspect is at large.
Greenberg says 63% of voters polled opposed Governor Andrew Cuomo's salary hike from $179,000 to $250,000 by 2021.
Governor Cuomo's standing with voters, little change since last month. Right now, 47% have a favorable view of Andrew Cuomo, 48% have an unfavorable view. How about public campaign financing? By a margin of 63 to 27%, voters oppose this new public campaign finance plan and commission that was enacted as part of the budget.
The poll of 735 registered voters was conducted between April 8th and 11th. It has a margin of error of 4.1 percentage points. There's more at wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.